All right, in this episode of A Gallon A Game, we're going to talk the Emmys, surprises, and some snubs.
Yeah, and there's just today, there was a little trailer release for the next season of American Horror Story. It looks really good, so we're going to talk about that.
And also, I went and saw Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes this weekend, and I will tell you what I thought. Here we go.
Kitty, welcome to A Gallon of Gay. I'm joined by
Mick.
We're finally back.
Kitty finally woke
it's been,
up.
It's been a couple of
She's been hibernating.
No, I've not been hibernating. I've just been super busy at work, so.
And it's summer.
I know.
You know, it's kind of been a slow summer.
Yeah.
Really not a lot on.
That's true.
But somehow
I managed to find stuff to watch.
Right. Stuff that's not even on your list.
I know.
Oh, well.
Well.
Right. But, I mean, we have some,
We have some good stuff to talk about.
Right.
I mean, we have both have not been keeping up with the news like we should. It's just been crazy.
Well,
crazy.
We're in the news. We've been keeping up with the news.
Yeah.
There's not been, actually,
there's
like
not,
I said, there's not really been
there's
a lot.
There's not a lot
there.
That I'm like, I really want to talk about. True. So.
Right. Well, and we plan on doing a True Blood podcast.
Yeah.
Like we've done with Walking Dead, Game of Thrones. And we decided to spend our time at the pool instead because True Blood has been disappointing.
Very disappointing.
All right.
Extremely disappointing. So, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But we're going to start with Emmy nominations. Nominations came out this week.
They did.
And what's really cool, I find, is in the drama series category, mm-hmm. It's all cable or Netflix. Like, if there's not one network show on the list, which should be a wake up call to, I feel like, the network.
Oh,
like, you guys, you need to reevaluate the shit that you're putting on TV right
well,
now.
Well, it's the shit that they presented during the upfronts.
I know.
Mean, so, let's jump to this real quick.
Yeah.
The one show I watched and I was like, how the hell did that get put on? Well, it didn't get put on.
No.
Hieroglyph
from
Fox.
How did this get made?
I was like, this looks awful. Awful.
Awful.
And they've already canceled
it. Before
it
even airs. Yep.
So.
Someone finally said, hey guys, this looks really bad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We've already wasted enough time, money, and energy on this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just not even put it on air.
Right.
Because pretty sure no one's going to like it. So,
yep.
Yeah, so.
And it did. It looked awful.
Mm-hmm.
So awful. And, you know, it's funny, you watch not even just Netflix, the new shows coming out on Netflix or any cable network, and I'm like, these are so much better, and I'd rather watch these.
I know.
More than I would want to watch
yep.
some of the crap they're putting on the broadcast networks.
I know.
So.
It's like, and you and I have talked about this, and it's just like, how do these shows get so far in production before...
Mm-hmm.
Somebody realizes this might not be very good. Like, I just don't understand. I mean, because especially something with this, like this Hieroglyph, like I said, it's like a period piece. I'm sure it's very expensive to produce.
Oh, right.
Like,
well, it's probably expensive just...
And the CG, you know, like all that stuff. And it's like, how does it get so far along and then they don't even air it? I just can't. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I just don't understand.
But, you know, if these Emmy nominations... are any indication?
Yes.
I think the networks they're getting the message.
Yes, I think they are getting the message. Absolutely. So.
Yeah. You know the one show that is coming back is called The Comeback with Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah.
I never watched when it was.
I didn't
the first
watch
run.
It either, but I hear it's really
right.
funny.
I've watched three episodes now. I've got to tell you about this.
Oh.
And I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now it is a little dated. It's from 2005 or 2006. But it's so good.
Yeah,
Lisa Kudrow is fantastic. And they have, like, stars who just kind of show up and,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's really good. And I think there are only eight episodes. I'm going to finish it.
Okay,
I'm
going to that. So,
yeah.
So let's talk about some of the Emmy nominations. I guess we could go with the big categories
mm-hmm.
here. You have the list.
I have the list. I'm looking. I'm in the writing. Ugh, Glee? Is that where... Oh, that's outstanding directing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Because Glee is one I've given up.
I know.
And
I know.
It's just announced at Fox. It's not going to be back on the schedule until 2015, and they have reduced the order of episodes from 22 to 13.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, I feel like Glee's star has fallen quite a bit.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the categories, since I found
the
outstanding comedy series. You have Louie, Modern Family.
Of course.
Neither one are a surprise.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Of course.
Orange is the New Black.
Which is a surprise.
Yeah.
You jumped ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
I didn't know that was on purpose.
Not just
I just thought you skipped over it.
No. Sure.
Sorry, I gave away the reel. I'm
sorry. That actually is not the biggest surprise on this list.
Yeah.
So Veep, not a big surprise either. Amazing. Silicon Valley.
Yeah. Surprise.
It is so good.
Is
it?
I have not watched it yet.
I mean, I think Orange is the New Black should definitely win.
Yeah.
Or Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Or Veep.
I feel like Veep.
This is a
great
category.
That's a good category. Have you ever watched Louie? Either?
I have.
It's really funny.
Really good. Thanks,
Louis C.K. is really funny.
I don't know if Modern Family should be on it. I love Modern Family, but up against I don't think it's as funny as it once was in the first few seasons, especially when you compare it to Veep. Bang. I know you don't watch Big Bang, but it is so funny. Just the characters and
well,
just
and
New
that's
Black.
The thing with this. I mean, I haven't watched Silicon Valley, but every one of these shows has really good characters. It's all very well written.
Right.
So it's going to be a tough category.
It is.
It's really tough.
And I really hope Orange is the New Black.
I hope so, too. I mean,
it's
Modern Family has been dominating that category for years now. So,
oh, yeah.
But I think Orange is the New Black definitely needs,
deserves
it. Absolutely.
Right.
So.
Let's see. What else we have here? Well, about your writing.
it's not really showing up well on my
But it's crazy how many nominations Orange is the New Black received.
Yeah, it got so many.
They totally deserve.
Totally agreed. Completely.
It is. I finished the second season. I thought it was great.
Great.
I want to go back and watch both seasons again.
I know. I need
to. It's such a good show.
It's a good show. Really good show.
Let's see. What else? I'm trying to go through here.
You don't have just them, like, categorized?
No,
things.
Of course not.
Of course not, Emmys.
Yeah.
Why would you make your website easy?
Right. Why would you?
Okay, let's see if I can find it.
But there are a lot of, Breaking Bad's in there.
Breaking Bad,
which
yep.
you have got.
So I know.
You have got to watch.
It's on my list. Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, you have to. Well, and Better Call Saul is starting next year, and it's going to be before.
Yes, I saw that today.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Okay, got it.
You got it. Best. What is this?
Outstanding drama series,
okay.
Breaking Bad,
of course.
Downton Abbey,
Game of Thrones, House of Cards,
Mad Men, True Detective. That's going to be a very tough
That's
category.
A really tough one.
Even though I can eliminate two right out of the
Yeah,
game.
I don't... I mean, I like Downton
Abbey,
but
Mad
compared
Men.
To the other
right.
nominees,
No.
I'll be real shocked if they win.
I think it will either be Breaking Bad.
I think it's Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, or True Detective.
Yeah. With Breaking Bad, with its final season...
Yeah,
that final season... I love Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I love, you know, but... I think that's one where it's definitely Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
All the way.
I could see that, yeah.
But again, what we were talking about earlier, there's not one network show.
No, not one network show. Yep.
Not one.
And this is Best Actor.
And the same thing. We have
Bryan
Cranston, John Hamm, Woody Harrelson, Matthew McConaughey, Jeff Daniels, Kevin Spacey. Not one
I
network
feel,
actor.
I mean, McConaughey was so good in True Detective.
Mm-hmm.
He was so, and I think he deserves it. And a coworker of mine were talking about how he feels like he's probably going to get it just because, you know, this is his one shot to get an Emmy for this show since it's, you know,
right.
it's just the one time he's going to. So I think there's a heavy contender there with Matt McConaughey and Bryan Cranston. I think that's my, it's going to be between those two. And
yeah,
I feel
but the thing is with Emmy voters are different than Academy Award voters.
I know.
They are older,
mm-hmm.
when we understand, they don't necessarily give from past awards, they don't necessarily give you an award based on that year's performance.
Yeah.
They give it to you for past performances.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, from what I was listening to EW on Sirius, they don't necessarily like the, oh, a movie star wants to come on TV and have a guest spot and we're supposed to give them an award kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if
it
they...
It will be.
But Kevin Spacey's so good.
I know. I don't know. I mean, Woody Harrelson, too, is really good in True Detective this year. I just...
It's going to be tough for them not to give to Bryan Cranston.
I know. It's going to be really hard just because Breaking Bad done and he's a great actor. Yeah, it's going to be... It's going to be tough, I think. Yeah.
You have to watch Breaking Bad.
I know.
Look at the Emmys.
I know.
The Emmys are telling you what shows you need to watch. Did you watch Masters of Sex?
No, but I want to because
I
really like
Lizzie Kaplan. I watched the first episode
and
I really wanted to... Yeah, she's great. I only watched one episode,
yeah.
But it was really good.
It's on my list. On my list also.
But speaking of Lizzie Kaplan, you know, she's nominated as lead actress in a
drama series,
along with Michelle Dockery, Claire Danes, Robin Wright, Kerry Washington, Juliana Margulies,
Homeland is still on. I haven't really watched Homeland.
You've never watched it?
No.
Oh.
Because I don't have Showtime, so...
Oh, right.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That one's a tough one.
I don't know.
That's Showtime,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, that's Showtime.
Why do I think it's H3, though?
I don't know why. That's Showtime.
That's tough. Robin Wright. Oof.
Robin Wright's good. I mean, that's a good category, too.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Dockery is really good on Downton Abbey, but...
I don't think Downton Abbey was... I still haven't watched the finale.
I like it, but yeah, but compared to these other shows,
right.
I feel like it's just in there because people feel like it should be. Because
again, it goes back to the older
interviewers. Exactly, because they're like, oh, this is a big period piece, very dramatic,
mm-hmm.
We should shove this in here somewhere.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's the next category?
Well, we talked about comedy series.
Have we done actors in comedies?
Let's do
lead actor. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is one that came out of nowhere. Ricky Gervais and Derek Erasmus.
Have you watched it? It's on Netflix. Netflix series.
No.
It's not what you expect from Ricky Gervais.
So I might actually like it. Because I don't think he's that funny. I really don't like that. I don't like
his He's really good, and it's actually a very sweet kind of movie, because I don't know if he's supposed to be, like, developmentally disabled or something, but he's a little slow or something. It's a very sweet series. I only watched a couple episodes. I didn't really like it that much. I mean, but he's good in it, so I can see why he got nominated.
Mm.
So that's just, is he going to win? Probably not, but
right.
I can see why he got nominated.
Well, you also have Matt LeBlanc in episodes.
I've never watched this show.
That's pretty good.
I hear good things. Yeah, I've never heard it. Yeah.
Don Cheadle in House of Lies.
Yeah?
I've heard of the show.
Kristen Bell's on that show, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched it. Is that it? Showtime?
Yep.
That's Showtime. Also, yep. Yeah.
Louis C.K. in Louie.
Yep.
William H. Macy in Shameless and Jim Parsons.
I've heard good things about Shameless, too, and I haven't watched it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
No. Again, Jim Parsons is really funny, but he's the only one from the network
show
in this category, so crazy.
All right, let's go to lead actress. Lena Dunham is Girls, Melissa McCarthy, Mike and Molly, Edie Falco, Nurse Jackie, Taylor Schilling, Orange is the New Black, Amy Poehler, Parks and Rec, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Veep.
I want to give it to Amy, though, because she's so funny on Parks and Rec.
Right.
So good. Taylor Schilling is really good on Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm glad that she's nominated.
That she's nominated, too. Melissa McCartney's just funny in general, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't watch Mike and Molly, so
right.
I don't know if it's any good.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, so this is a supporting actor?
Uh-huh. So, of course, you have... Oh. You don't have Eric Stonestreet.
No, he did. Yeah, he didn't get nominated this year.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Ty Burrell.
Andre Brower from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's really funny on it. I would be really happy if he got that.
Yeah. Adam Driver, of course, in the new Star Wars.
Yeah, I haven't watched Girls at all, so. Yeah.
Tony Hale, Veep, so funny.
Yeah.
Fred Armisen, Portlandia, which is also a very, very good show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do supporting actress real quick. Julie Bowen.
Julie Bowen, of course.
Modern Family.
Wow, Allison Janney got nominated. I didn't see
that.
Mom,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that show, but I love her, so.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Mulgrew,
oh,
she needs
so
it.
Good.
They better give it to her.
Yeah.
That's just my.
Ooh.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blossom.
Yeah. Oh, she's.
Anna Clumsy too on Veep.
She outshines Jim Parsons most,
yeah.
most episodes of Big Bang.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. I want her to go Kate Mulgrew.
Kate, I know.
She
was
she's
so
good.
Good
as Red.
But it's so. So tough when you have Orange and the New Black in comedy.
I know. Why is that? I mean,
it's tough.
It is a funny show, but I wouldn't necessarily call it a
comedy.
You know?
Yeah, and
I definitely wouldn't call it a comedy.
It's a dramedy.
I know.
They
well,
need a category for that.
I know. Exactly. They do need a category for that. You mean?
Dramedy.
Yeah, dramedy. Yeah. And then Kate she's from SNL.
Yeah,
that
was kind of a surprise.
Yeah. She's done a lot of.
You don't really see
funny.
Many.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of. I mean,
SNL.
And it's glad. I'm glad they're recognizing that because there's some really talented, funny people on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
So anyway, it's good. Are the Emmys on? Let's see.
August 25th.
August 25th.
NBC.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
Should be good. I hope Orange is the New Black, House of Cards. I hope they clean up.
Well, we didn't do supporting actor in drama series. Or supporting actress. Look, we're skipping over things.
Oh, wow. Can you find it?
Yes, I do. Supporting actor drama series. Aaron Paul, Breaking Bad.
So good.
Jim Carter, Downton Abbey. Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Charles, The Good Wife. Mandy Patinkin, Homeland. And then John Voight, Ray Donovan. I want Dinklage to get it. He was so good this season. He needs it.
Mm-hmm.
But Aaron Paul, too. I mean, I just like him. I don't watch Breaking Bad, but I've heard
good
things.
Yes. That is on your summer list.
It's on my summer list.
You need
now that I've caught up on several things that I've been wanting to, and some that I haven't really planned to, but I did. I will. I swear. That would be my next one I watch.
Okay.
But supporting actress drama series, Anna Gunn from Breaking Bad.
So good.
Maggie Smith, of course. Lena Headey, who plays Cersei on Game of Thrones, she got nominated. Christine Baranski for The Good Wife, Christina Hendricks, Mad Men, and then Joanne Froggatt, Downton Abbey. And I think she plays Anna. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't remember her name, but.
Yep.
This is another. She was really good. I mean, she was really good in Downton Abbey this season. I think Cersei should get it. I mean, but
Breaking
Bad.
It's Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I love Maggie Smith, but again, Downton shouldn't necessarily be in any of these categories.
And best miniseries or movie, American Horror Story,
yeah.
Coven got nominated, Bonnie and Clyde, Fargo, Luther, Tremé, The White Queen. I don't know anything, but.
And of course, Jessica.
Jessica Lange got
nominated.
So did
Sarah
Paulson. Helen Bonham Carter got nominated for something. So did Minnie Driver, Kristen Wiig, Cicely Tyson. That's fun. But then. Miniseries, as far as they go, Fargo. I didn't know Fargo was considered a miniseries. Mark Ruffalo.
I know. I thought that was interesting too because, I guess Fargo has ended, but I thought there'd be season two.
I thought that it was a series.
Is it like American Horror Story where it reboots?
I don't know. Good question. I thought it was a series, but
right.
I guess it's not. But
hmm.
Mark Ruffalo got nominated for The Normal Hearts. Benedict Cumberbatch for Sherlock, and then. Some other people. Well, a lot of people got nominated for The Normal Heart. Jim Parsons, Joe Mantello, Alfred Molina, Matt Brahmer. Frances Conroy got nominated for American Horror Story, as did Kathy Bates, and so did Angela Bassett. They're all in the same category, so that should be fun. I would hate to have to choose that.
Right.
Can't they just do a three-way tie?
Right. That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
God, I loved Coven.
I loved Coven too. I really did. So, I don't know. Best reality. Oh, that's it. I don't understand why we give Emmys for hosting a reality show.
Well, so, and the one person not on there is Jeff Probst. And again, I was listening to EW, and they're like, out of all of the hosts, Jeff Probst, he doesn't have producers in his ear when he's doing like the tribal council and things like that. They're out in the middle of nowhere. Because EW loves Survivor. I don't watch Survivor anymore, but they go on location, they watch it, and they're like,
Jeff Probst is always thinking on his feet. He's all, I mean, a lot of these other hosts, I mean.
Yeah.
But it's like, out of all of them, he is the one that's in the trenches. He's running the show. Like, he is the, you know, I don't know if he's a producer or something, but, you know.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, if you're going to give it a hosting gig in a reality show, Jeff Probst, I mean, Survivor's on, like, season 28 or something like
that. I know.
But,
it's enough, but. Yeah.
But it still works, just like Big Brother. It's still pulling
in. That's true. People still watch it, so.
And I've watched Big Brother. I enjoy it. It's just, I know I'll never get you to watch it.
Nope.
But it's just, it's just not necessarily mindless TV, but it's just like, it is a social experiment and watching people. There are so many really cool characters and putting them in situations and watching them make sometimes complete fools of themselves. Like,
mm-hmm.
Do you act like this in the real world? And if you do, I could never be friends with you, you know? But then there are others where the second girl who was just kicked out this last week, she's like some New York DJ, and she's like, you know, Julie Chen was asking her questions about, you know, what surprised her the most in the house, and she's like, what surprised me the most in the house is that I became best friends with this groundskeeper who looks like a guy from Duck Dynasty, and he is the nicest guy. And she's like, I never would have ever been introduced to someone like that. And she goes, it makes me think differently about people. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, that, I mean, that's what that's what Big Brother's based on. It's like putting these random people together who would never, ever, ever interact out in public and learning that they actually have similarities and they can relate, you know, as human beings.
Yeah.
Like that. So
yeah.
It's fun. And again, the ratings are still there. The ratings are still there for Survivor. They're still there for Amazing Race. You know, these shows aren't going anywhere.
A few other nominations I just want to make note of. Jimmy Fallon, Tonight Show, got nominated. Jimmy Fallon himself also got nominated for hosting that. Outstanding guest actor in a drama series, Paul Giamatti for Downton Abbey. But best actress, like guest actress in drama series, the woman, Diana Rigg, who played Grandma Elena. She got nominated.
She's so good.
So that should be a lot of fun. Guest actor in a comedy series, Jimmy Fallon. I don't understand some of these categories, like how they're categorized. Good.
Right.
Outstanding guest. Yeah. It was when Jimmy Fallon got nominated for hosting SNL one time. So Nathan Lane as Pepper on Modern Family. He's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But then look, outstanding guest actress in a comedy series. This is Natasha Lyonne on Orange is the New Black, who plays, you know, Nikki. Crazy Eyes.
Yeah.
Also in this guest actress comedy series, and then Laverne Cox got nominated.
Right.
And she's the first transgender to ever
get
an Emmy nomination,
which is
cool.
Great.
Yeah, which is great. So that's also a hard category. But
Nikki, I think, overall, I think she's one of my absolute
favorites. I really
favorites
like her. Yeah.
On that show.
I agree. But I also love Laverne Cox. She's great. I mean,
Nikki, that's tough, a guest.
Yeah.
I feel like there are a lot of those episodes where she's the leading actress.
I guess, no. That's the thing, which is, I guess because maybe these people aren't considered series regulars, technically, so maybe that's why they're called guests. I don't know, but...
She was in almost
every episode. I know, that's
the
thing.
Like,
I don't understand why...
There were some episodes where I'm like, she is throughout it.
This is why...
There was more of her than Taylor Schilling.
Yeah, this is... I don't understand why it's called a guest, but Natasha Lyonne, Crazy Eyes, and Laverne Cox all in that same category. So that's...
Yeah.
That's a tough one, but I think all three of those ladies deserve an Emmy for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I can't wait for the Emmys to come on. We will watch that, and we will give you our thoughts. We'll probably we should do a whole podcast on that.
We should, and we should live tweet.
We should live tweet, you're right. We should. That's on a Monday night. Usually it's on Sunday nights, but it's a Monday night.
Oh, okay,
year,
good.
So just to let you know. Yeah, we'll have an Emmy party. Okay. Let's talk about some snubs. At least one big snub, in my opinion, where I was really pissed off, who did not get nominated, is the girl from Orphan Black. I never know how to say her name.
Orphan
Black in general. Yeah, I was really pissed off that she didn't get nominated, because she deserves to be nominated, at least, so.
That, and I'm almost done with season two, and it is so good.
It's so good.
And I love that a lot of our friends are now watching it.
I know, me too.
Tatiana. Maslany.
Yeah, I never know how to say her name, so that's
she's
great.
So
but
good.
She's great. I mean, she's playing all these different characters. And like we were talking about this last night over dinner, and it's like you forget that she is one woman playing these several different parts, and she's just, I don't know. I can't believe that they
just... And it's not just the looks. It's the
it's
mannerisms.
The mannerisms, the accents.
And how long
the...
it has to take to film those shows.
I can't even imagine.
Right.
But it's just...
And it's so hard to pick a favorite clone.
I know. They're all good. Every one of them. Even Helena, who's crazy,
know,
but
right?
I like her.
Oh, she's been so tortured.
I know.
But Allison. Oh, my God.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them. Just, I don't know. It's really sad that they didn't even get nominated. Not one nomination for that show. It's like, are you watching TV, any people?
Yeah. That makes
How does this
no
work?
Sense.
This makes no sense. Exactly. Mm. I don't know. That's why I don't...
Yeah, I think that is probably one of the biggest snubs.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Just my two cents, but yeah.
All right. Well, we have a little more than a month before the Emmys.
Yep. Yep.
Now to pick out a dress.
Okay.
Just a live tweet.
Just a live tweet.
Just to watch it. Just
sitting in a nice in a gown, yeah. Live tweeting in your basement.
I might get you a corsage.
Oh, we take pictures.
Yeah, we
awkward
will.
Pictures. Right. Okay, so what are we gonna? Let's move on to just some of the new fall shows.
Yeah. Well, we talked about Higher Cliff being canceled.
We talked about Higher Cliff being axed. Yeah. Thank God.
Gotham still looks like it's gonna be one of my favorite
Gotham
shows.
Looks like
out the gate, anyway.
Yeah.
And How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah.
Those are my top two.
Yep. Can't wait.
And also American Horror Story.
Oh, my God.
So just today, they released a trailer teasing.
Teaser.
And a lot of times in these trailers, especially the first ones,
yeah.
You never see any of the stars of the show.
No.
They're just like random, really
yep.
weird crap
just
going on.
Just to give
on.
You a sense of what
yeah.
the show's going to be like.
But today,
yeah.
we got to see John C. Reilly.
I know.
He looks like he's a puppet master.
Yep, I know.
The Fallen Angel.
Fallen
that's
Angel.
What they call the trailer. We're going to try and post it on our Facebook.
Yeah.
But it's really quick. I think it's like 15, 20 seconds.
Yep.
And it starts with an angel.
Woman, yeah, with angel's wings, and it's, you know,
she's
obviously on a stage, and it says Fallen Angel behind her on a sign, so it's like a freak show, and, you know, she gets up and her wings spread, and then we go back behind her. Well, first we see a crazy killer clown behind her, and then we see it, and it's like the wings are, like, attached to her, like,
right.
surgically attached. It's gross, but, yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
But he's controlling
her with the, yeah.
So... That's exciting, and Comic-Con is just a couple weeks away.
I know.
So there's going to be so much news
that's
going to come out of Comic-Con.
I know. We have to stay on, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We'll have a
Because next year we're going to Comic-Con.
Yes.
We are going.
We're going to Comic-Con.
So we've already planned it. It's going to be a vacation. It's going to be a trip. It's going to be so much fun. Because next year, Comic-Con is where...
It's going to be nuts next year.
Right.
Comic-Con.
The Star
yeah.
Wars and all that.
With all that stuff.
But American Horror Story.
I know.
It's coming back, and I can't...
I can't wait either. I should have said this, but Orphan Black did get picked up for a third season, so I'm happy for that.
Because you finished.
I finished season two, so I'm all caught up. So
I'm close. Again, it's one of those shows where it's like I want to stretch it out a little
bit. I know.
It's like
That's my problem. Is like I love this show so much, I always want to keep watching, but then it's over, and I'm like, oh God.
I know. It's like, oh shit. No.
Also today, NBC announced that Christopher Walken is going to be playing Hook in their live production of Peter Pan.
Yes.
Which I think is an awesome choice.
Oh my gosh.
Christopher Walken is amazing. I think he's going to be fun Hook. And this other piece of news about Peter Pan makes me super excited.
Our Veronica Mars has been approached, Kristen Bell.
I love her so much.
To actually star in Peter Pan.
I love her so much.
And we already know she can sing.
We already know she can sing.
From
Frozen. Exactly.
She's so
I love her so much.
I wish she would come to Kansas
City
just so I
can
interview her.
Netflix and I watched every movie that she's in on Netflix. There's only a few. I saw this movie she and Dax Shepard did together. It's called Hit and Run. And it's actually pretty good.
It, yeah.
It's actually really good. So, but anyway, yeah. That was at the height of my Kristen Bell obsession at right after I finished Veronica Mars. I know, it's weird. But yes, please, NBC do that. I think she'd be fantastic. That as Peter Pan, that would be so cool. So, True Detective news. Some rumors about who's going to be in next season.
We've heard
Jessica Chastain. That was shot down. I heard there's going to be 3 or 4 leads in this season, maybe. Who knows?
They're keeping us all guessing.
Yeah, exactly. But we've heard Tim Riggins. I can't remember his name. Taylor Kitsch. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Tim Riggins. That's why you can't remember his name. That's the only way we remember him.
It's like, I know who he is, but I just say automatically think Tim Riggins.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Kitsch, who was on Friday Night Lights, played Tim Riggins. He's been in talks that maybe he's on this. Also, Colin Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
I think either would be a great choice. Taylor Kitsch, I wouldn't say... He's been in some really bad things. He hasn't been so great.
Well, he needs a turnaround, so I think this could be it.
But I think given the right thing, he's going to be really great, because he was great as Tim Riggins. I haven't watched Normal Heart yet, but I hear good things.
Oh, yeah.
He was in that, I think if given the right thing,
he has a
chance to shine.
I wish that John Carter movie had done better, because that would really have launched him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that bad.
I didn't see it.
We watched it.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it at all. I think Disney could have done a little... I think they could have just reworked a little bit. I think maybe the time of year when they launched it.
Yeah.
But it was good.
I mean, I think Colin Farrell, too, would be amazing. I would watch that. I mean... super hot. And he's another one of those guys, like... He's made some terrible movies,
but he's
a great actor. Yes, exactly. Right. So given the right movie and the right role, he's really good. So yeah, I agree.
Yep.
One other piece of news I want to mention is Jennifer Love Hewitt is on Criminal Minds now.
You love Criminal Minds, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I do. So weird. It's so weird. I know.
So
I love Jennifer Love Hewitt on Ghost Whisperer.
So did my 75-year-old mother, too. 76,
don't
I'm sorry.
Don't get me started on Ghost Whisperer, because I love that show.
I'm sure you love Touched by an Angel, too.
No, I don't. Angels, but Ghosts, I like.
Unless the angel's on Supernatural, then it's a whole
other
ballgame.
Well, that's a different kind of angel. Yeah, right. We're a different kind of angel. Much better angel.
Yeah,
I know.
Did we talk about Community being renewed? I can't remember.
Did we?
If we didn't on the last podcast, we did now.
I think we did.
I don't know.
Anyway, if you haven't heard, it has been picked up by
Yahoo.
That's right. So,
six seasons and a movie.
Okay.
And you said NBC picked up Night Shift?
Yeah, for a second season. I haven't watched it. I think it's doing... Well, for a summer series, I've heard good things about it. I have not watched it yet, but but for whatever reason, they're picking it up, so I guess they have some hopes for it. So I wonder if it's going to be it's going to come back in the summer.
I think so. Yeah. It kind of seems like that's the way things are going now. Like, I guess that works. We're finally waking up a little bit and saying, hey, why don't we fill some holes in this lull during the summer? But the thing is, like, I kind of like summer for that.
I know, because,
I can catch up on.
This is where I can catch up on the things I haven't gotten to watch yet. Yeah,
right.
So, but then, I mean, that's, a lot of these summer series I haven't been super interested in watching. So.
Right, because you need to watch Breaking Bad. That's why. That's why. See?
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
Well, I've caught up on, I've done Orphan Black and Veronica Mars, and those are the two big ones that I was going to do. I did was to... Witches of East End, only because my mom told me I should watch it. And I loved it, but I'm all caught up now. This is only one season, so I'm caught up to the current season.
Okay, if you don't watch 2 episodes of Breaking Bad this week, you'll watch 3, actually. Actually, knowing you, you'll start watching it, and you'll finish a season in, 2 days. So, anyway, that's your homework assignment this week. You need to watch at least 1 episode of Breaking Bad.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Because you're going to have plenty of time to watch it, because I think we're going to give up Leftovers.
I think I'm going to give it up. I haven't been...
The only reason True Blood is still on my DVR is because it only has 6 episodes left or whatever. It's True Blood. That's the one thing I love the summer for. It was True Blood and how much fun it was. And I have a feeling that it's
tarnished me in the beginning of the season, and I'm having a hard time. Because there are fun moments.
It hasn't been, I don't know, I don't hate it, and I don't think it's been terrible, but it hasn't been, like, I haven't loved any of it. I think they've made some dumb choices so far this season, and it's just so disappointing.
It is.
Like, every episode, I'm like, this is going to be the one where I'm going to get
back into it. Right.
Nope.
Things I can do without. The Bill past, Bill flashbacks.
Yeah.
I don't care. Bill is different. He's going to hook up with Sookie in the end. Yeah. We know this.
Yeah.
And I did really enjoy... obviously, there's spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler if y'all haven't watched it.
I really did enjoy the scenes between him and Sookie.
Uh-huh.
Getting back together. You know, not getting back together, but like...
Talking. Yeah.
Really. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, there's chemistry between the two of them.
Yeah.
They're married in real life.
Yeah.
They're,
We
know they're going to end up together.
Yeah.
Let's just... And apparently they just kill people at random.
Yeah, at random.
I know that you think this new James is hotter than hot. But I'm sorry. This is a subplot that needs to go away. He is taking away airtime from Jessica and people who we really care about. Why did you have to kill Tara? You could have killed this homophobe who didn't want to be an actor in True Blood.
I know.
I know it's worked in the past with shows and series replacing actors who are just bit parts.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it distracts me from True Blood. I couldn't remember what happened last year.
I know.
And then to throw a different James in, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't care about him.
Yeah.
Fine, he's hot, I guess. But the thing is, it's a distraction. Lafayette, Lafayette needs to be with the rest of the crew.
I agree.
He doesn't need to be in this subplot about this guy who's bisexual who might smoke something, whatever, and they're going to... Nah.
Yeah.
Number one, Jessica's going to end up with Jason. Lafayette, who knows what's going to happen with him.
I know.
Sookie's going to end up with Bill. Poor Alcide. Poor Tara. Arlene and Holly.
Yeah. I know.
Come on. And then Camp's back.
I know.
And this Eric and Pam thing. Why did we have to get another flashback? I don't care about Sylvie.
I know.
I just...
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's tough, I know. And that's, exactly. I do think that given that we only have a certain amount of episodes,
why are we recasting actors instead of just get rid of that fucking character?
Yeah.
And that vampire that's with Jason, I don't care about
her. Oh, God, I hate her.
Please
I'm
stop
so
trying
over
to make her happy.
I know, I'm so over her. I didn't
Where's
like
Hoyt?
Her.
Bring Hoyt back.
Exactly. I didn't like her last season. Don't like it now. I just hate having... You're right. And we don't really get to see much of Lafayette other than with James. And I love Lafayette.
Right.
Like, why isn't he...
Right.
More... Yeah. And then Jessica, too. I just don't... I don't understand.
I don't get it either.
And the way...
And now we're just killing people off just to kill people off.
Yeah.
That's also pissing me off. There's no motivation to killing people.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like last season. You kill someone, and then 8 episodes later, it's their funeral.
Yeah.
Now I've lost interest. There's no emotional attachment to that person because Terry died 4 episodes ago whatever, you know? And then Tara, you didn't even see
Tara, that really makes me mad because there was that little hope that maybe she's not really dead. Maybe she's not. But then it just felt like it felt like a throwaway line to me that when Pam was talking to Eric, like, oh, by the way, Tara's dead.
I felt it.
That made me so mad. I'm like, really?
Right.
This is. I can't even. I don't know. I understand it. And then I'll see you too. Yep. Just dead.
Mm-hmm.
Although they did kill Hoyt's mom, which is.
But again, that should have been a bigger deal than some bitch vampire who never has had any connection with her.
Absolutely.
Kill her.
Yeah. I know. It
what should have
it's very random.
I mean, seriously, get
I
let
feel,
us I could have I could have written this.
I think
better.
They're just I, it feels a little bit like we have all of these things to tie up and we have all these extra characters, don't know what to do with them.
And Mrs. Fortinberry,
and it's a bit of a
she's been there since the beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning.
She is a great sort of side villain kind of thing. Like
because you know, and her history with Hoyt and Jessica and even Sookie, she's you know, it's like this is I know it feels very jumbled, very rushed, very a little bit of a cluster.
To anyone, including some of my friends who bitched about Lost,
Don't say one word. You have no room to talk. Lost was great. Okay, fine. Until the last 10 minutes of this series. This whole season has been shit.
Yeah.
And every... I won't get on the Lost tangent too much, but... So they didn't answer every question. Whatever.
Yeah.
They're... Whatever.
Yeah.
But this is just
this
like...
I know.
This isn't even making sense.
I know. And I'm just so disappointed because...
And I'm also disappointed in The Leftovers, too.
I'm very disappointed in The Leftovers. You know?
Oh. Even though Justin
Theroux. Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, my God. So hot. I'm just not...
I'm just not into it and
as much as I want to be.
Right.
You know? I really wanted to like it, but...
I would have been more interested, I think, in... Instead of jumping ahead in time, if they would have just let it play out.
Yeah.
From the time everyone disappeared, just let it go. That would have been better TV.
I agree.
Instead of now, we jump 3 years ahead.
Yeah.
And you have these crazy cult people. You have these other people who don't talk. You have the people who are trying to live their lives.
Yeah.
I mean... I don't know what is going on. I don't know if True Blood is done because it's already on before.
It's the True Blood effect.
The True Blood effect. Right. I don't know if it just tainted me to watch Leftovers.
I know, right? I know.
Leftovers, they have one more episode, and it's tonight, and I don't think it's going to... And here's another thing. So, people were pissed off because my friends who hated the end of Lost, they love the whole series until the end. They're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to watch this new show. And I'm like... Why? Because it's by one of the producers?
Uh-huh.
Well, because they said the producer had said, we're not answering.
They're not answering,
And now I think it got in my head that...
Maybe that's what it is. Like, why? Why do I care if I'm not going to find out?
Right.
That I'm not going to find out what's going to happen.
Now, Lost, the big mysteries, the big, big mysteries, everything was solved. But this is a show built on a huge mystery.
On a huge mystery,
and
exactly.
Granted, I know people who've read the books are like, it's not explaining the books. That's great. Then why make a series based on a book?
I know.
That you're not going to answer a question.
I don't know.
And that big thing is why everyone is acting the way they're acting.
Yeah. Like, why isn't this... I don't know. I feel like it should be answered. I don't know. I went into this show with an open mind.
Me too.
Like, it seems like a really neat, you know...
Premise.
You know, it's like it's got some good actors in it. And I just really haven't... Yeah. I don't know. Especially the last episode, I didn't even finish it because I was so bored with it. I was like, I can't even focus on this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't finish it. So
right.
I will give it one more time, one more shot.
I think it's tough when you go into a series with a big mystery and you don't solve it.
Yeah, I agree.
That's how most series begin
because
you know it's going to be solved.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks, True Detective.
Yeah. I just feel like something so big. Such a big, large mystery that involves all the characters. You need to solve it. I don't know. And that's the thing, that show Resurrection that's on ABC, it's based on a book. In the book, they don't explain why these people are coming back. And so I'm like, I hope they're not going to do this on the series, because that's the biggest question. It's like, why are all these people coming back from the dead? That's what I want to know. So, I don't know. And I really like the show, and I just want... It's just like, I feel like you need to on TV sometimes.
I do too.
It doesn't work the same way as in a book.
Right.
You know?
But see, I don't like books like that either. Where it's you start a mystery and then you're not going to end it.
Yeah.
Like, why am I going to read this book? Just for the experience of what these people went through. I don't care.
No.
That's great if it's part of a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Mm-hmm.
That is the basic outline of storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm a reporter.
I know.
That is what we do.
Yeah.
Beginning, middle, and an end. How is this not? How is this so difficult?
I don't know.
It can't be that hard.
I think it's probably just a style thing. You know, like some people, whatever. I don't know. There's some greater reasoning behind it, I'm sure. But I just don't think it works all the time. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's it. True Blood, I'm going to stick with it to the end.
Yeah,
I'm hoping maybe they'll turn it around the last few episodes.
Maybe Sookie and her fairy powers will turn everything around to the beginning of the season, and everything will be fixed. Maybe. Right?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, since they killed Alcide, it's like, okay, well, obviously, like, you're Bill and Sookie.
That.
I mean, we knew Bill and Sookie were going to end up together anyway, but now they're just like, how are we going to solve this Alcide thing? Like,
let's have some random shooter.
Yeah, some random guy in the woods shoot him. Yeah.
And I hate these town people, too.
I know.
It's like, where have you been for 7 seasons?
I know.
Now, all of a sudden, we're supposed to care that you're trying to take over this town because of some supernatural...
And I hate, like what's her name? Kenya, the black
sheriff
deputy. They got her mixed up in that. And, like, for so long, she's been here and there in the series. And she's
right.
been a very strong...
It makes no sense.
And now,
she's
getting mixed up in this crazy...
Her motivation has changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they had that one... sassy black lady who was, like, convincing Kenya to do it. And I'm like, who are you?
Yeah, where'd you come
where
from?
Where did you come from?
Right.
I don't know. It's just, feels just...
If it was Letty Mae, it'd be a whole different
exactly.
story.
It's,
okay, fine.
Yeah.
They have a history. We know, we've seen them together.
Yeah.
We've seen...
I know. This is just, I don't know. It's just, it feels very slapdash, very, I don't know. It's just...
Right.
I'm so disappointed.
I am disappointed.
True Blood.
So,
I mean, the show is not... By means, and you've been like an Emmy quality show. It's just been fun.
It's a fun show. That's
you know?
The thing. That's what kills
Candy.
Me.
And now I'm like.
And now it's not.
I know.
Pam still has the best
Pam
line.
Is still so good.
Thank God.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, they killed Pam.
I don't know. Well, they're going to kill Eric, apparently. Well, who knows?
Maybe.
But
I'm still holding out hope because you still have Anna Camp.
You still have Anna Camp, and I think
she's our big
good.
Bad.
Yeah, she's our big bad.
Right.
She's even though she's all mellow and
right,
you know,
but things are changing.
Oh, I think so too. Because
she's hiding.
Yeah, she's hiding. So, and now there's that Japanese corporation, that whole side thing. And that's why we had to have that crazy flashback to the 80s with Eric and Italian or French lady, whatever.
I think now looking back on it, now that we're talking about it more, it's like True Blood. You jumped the shark.
Jumped the shark.
You jumped
sure.
It was the Lilith season that did it.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like they did jump the shark. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
let's move
on. Rant about True Blood.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to
let's
the
move on, yeah. Got to go to the grocery store. Oh.
You didn't go to the grocery store earlier today when you bailed on going to the pool. Not even the movie, the pool. I love that was captured right here in this little microphone so everyone can hear.
I didn't,
she's full of excuses, folks. Full of them. Full of them.
I had every intention to go to the grocery store today, and I just
and you should have went to this movie, too, because it was pretty fantastic.
I know. I'm sure
look,
it is good. I'm just like, I just can't. I've never been a fan of playing
the
game, so I can't.
It doesn't matter. You're
I
a pop culture podcast.
I know, but I can't convince myself to do it.
You weren't even paying for your movie ticket. Anyway, I have told you, so you just have to say yes. That's a thing of life. You're just like, do I want to do this?
You're right.
Yes.
I just didn't feel like going to the movie today.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge fan of Planet Apes.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah.
It really surprised me. They packed so much into 2 hours. It's a 2 hour movie.
Oh, that's good.
It's a two hour movie. I will never see Transformers.
No, we'll never see Transformers.
Not the newest one.
No, yeah, no. 2:45.
No.
Crazy.
No.
That's ridiculous.
That is.
That is just ridiculous.
Right.
No movie needs to
not
be
not even Marky Mark can
no.
get me.
No.
And Marky Mark? Mark Wahlberg. One of the brothers.
He's Marky Mark.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. He was Marky Mark.
Right. It was so good.
Yeah.
And I have read, you know, a lot of little bits of articles because I didn't want to get spoiled on anything. But they're like, if you didn't like Transformers, you're going to like Planet of the Apes. It is 2 hours long. There is a really solid plot.
Good.
There are characters, not just humans, but apes. It makes sense. It, you know...
Really, and that's...
After watching True Blood.
That's what you need for a good movie.
And it's
a
blockbuster.
If you've got a solid plot,
oh my
good
gosh.
Characters, it really doesn't matter what
it
is.
The trailer
yeah.
doesn't do it justice at all. I will suggest that you don't have to see the first one, but it makes it a little bit more... You connect with it a little bit more
in
the
end. Is that
the
one with James Franco?
Yeah. I know you don't like James Franco.
So many things working against the
right.
Planet of the
you
Apes.
Didn't like, you didn't like Angelina Jolie, and you love Melissa.
I did love Melissa.
So,
but my feelings for Angie are better than my feelings for James Franco.
James Franco in a movie like this is different than that normal James Franco
yeah.
trying to be James Franco.
Uh-huh.
In the original one, he can't be James Franco.
Yeah.
This isn't a movie for him to be James Franco. Yeah. And it's not a movie about James Franco or the actor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie about
the apes.
The apes. And Caesar, the little, you know, baby ape. Mm-hmm. Oh. I guess I was dragged to the first one. Because someone wanted to see it.
Oh.
And so then I watched him like, wow, that was really, really good. Like, it says something about society. And this one, again, you don't have to see it, but it makes it a little bit more...
Got it.
Okay. So good. Highly, highly recommended. I was like, thank God, there's a movie that I want to see this summer.
What, it made $70
million
this weekend?
$73
million. That's huge. Yeah.
Well, and just this year...
Yeah.
We were going to talk about how... Hollywood has suffered one of the worst 4th of July
weekends. Yeah, their 4th of July weekends.
In a long...
One of the worst. I think, I didn't remember, it was something like 5 or 6, maybe longer than that. Almost a decade, probably.
Right.
But,
and even with Transformers.
Yeah, even with Transformers. And the thing is, the 4th of July weekend, there weren't a lot of big budget films that came out. I think Tammy came out, and I think that's the only one that had any...
Right.
Movie presence in it, but...
I would like to see it. I know I'm not going to like it that much.
I don't think I'm
going to
like it.
But the thing, the reason I really want to see it is because Melissa McCarthy and her husband produced it, they wrote it,
they
whatever.
And they're both so funny,
right.
And I like the idea they work together, but it
was... Susan Sarandon's in it.
I know.
But again, I think, from what I understand, people who've seen it, they're like, if you like Melissa McCarthy, she's the Melissa McCarthy that you want to see on screen.
Yeah.
There's nothing new here.
Yeah, yeah. No,
it's
exactly.
The same old character.
Yeah. Same old thing, yeah.
But... She's in a different situation. I liked Identity Thief. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I didn't love it, but I didn't hate
right.
it. I liked it.
I think that's kind of the same
The
thing.
Heat was hilarious, though.
Oh, you finally saw it?
I watched that.
Oh, finally.
A couple months ago, I watched
right.
it. Yeah.
Who told you it was good? Who told you you needed to watch
it? I knew it was going to be good.
Oh, you
I
did
just,
not.
No, yes, I did. I wanted to see it. I just didn't go and see it, you know?
What, were you buying groceries?
That's when I was working night, so I probably just didn't go.
Right.
Get off my back, Nick.
Someone needs to be on it.
I know.
It sounded weird.
Yes, it did.
But anyway, Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, I highly recommend it. It surprises you. It's not one of those movies where you're like, I know exactly what's going to happen next. You know, like... Sometimes I go into movies thinking, oh, I know, I see the foreshadowing or whatever.
So this turned out to be one of the big, I mean, a lot of people were talking about this is going to be a big blockbuster this summer, and it obviously has.
Yeah.
So,
and we still have Guardians of the Galaxy
next. Yeah, I know.
Ninja Turtles.
I know.
I know it's Michael Bay, whatever. It's going to be a mess.
I will go see Ninja Turtles because
it's
gonna
be good.
Close to my heart, you know, as a kid in the 90s.
Right.
You know,
and
but,
it's fun.
It's
going to be a fun
as long movie. As I feel like as long as you don't make Michelangelo any different. I want him crazy pizza loving.
Yeah, he's the same.
I want surfer like cowabunga.
Yeah, you got
you
it.
You know,
so. He was actually the trailer that we saw today and before the dawn of the Planet of the Apes. He was in it a lot, and it's like okay, the turtles fit.
Good.
And you can tell the turtles apart a little bit more.
Good.
I do like that.
That's good. That's
Donatello is definitely different
than
Leonardo.
They're familiar.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. They're
yeah, but they
I know
they
look
different.
A lot different.
So
I know
I like
that.
That.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm you know, I will go see that just for nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see how it is.
Yep.
You have to. But yeah. Yeah, so those are the two that are coming out next that I'm excited about. Is that and Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yep.
So coming soon. Okay. We'll come out next weekend. I'm just looking at what's coming out next weekend. Yeah. Nothing huge. This sex tape movie with
Cameron
Diaz.
Yeah.
I don't like the name of this movie. Get over the name, but I like Jason Segel, Cameron Diaz, but, you know, maybe. We'll see. I won't see that movie in the theaters, probably, but...
She'll wait till she can watch it in the comfort of her own home.
Exactly.
We do need to talk about Tina Fey and what she is and isn't producing.
So... There was a rumor that she was going to be producing a Hocus Pocus 2, which is, like, when you see something like that in a headline, you're like, oh my god, and then it's not true. And so it's been a bit of a disappointment. But it turns out she's producing some sort of witch movie for Disney. It's not Hocus Pocus 2, but it's still going to be Tina Fey produced. She's probably going to be in it, too. So, I think it's going to be good anyway.
Yeah.
Even if it's not Hocus Pocus 2.
What was the last movie she did? Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah.
And
exactly.
It was
exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly. So,
absolutely
yeah.
Amazing. And she's working on Mean Girls, a musical.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Really?
We did that on our podcast.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
That was like 6 months ago.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. I think you're lying to me.
Okay, we'll Google it.
I
that was during your dark days. Dark days, because you worked overnight.
Uh-huh, yeah,
so,
uh-huh.
Right, just
uh-huh. Good,
just
good joke there.
Thank you. I know. Anyway, guys.
Anyway, I think that's all
we
have to do. We
need to watch True Blood so we can bitch about it more in the next podcast. So,
I know.
So always follow us on Twitter at A Gal and a Gay.
And we're on Facebook, A Gal and a Gay, and email us, agalandagay@gmail.com. So, let us know what you think. If you're watching True Blood this season, tell us what you think, because we'd like to.
Please.
Pretty much a consensus, and everybody who are fans of the show, it's been like, not into it. So. A lot of people on Twitter, too, are not very happy with it. So, anyway, just, you know, you can always email us or comment or tweet us about what you're interested in, what you're watching, what you don't like, and what you don't like. So, please do that.
Yep.
We'd love to hear from you.
Please let Kitty know how she needs to watch Breaking Bad this week. I'm going to start a campaign. Seriously. Remember Veronica Mars? Remember that campaign? It always pays off for me in the end. So, anyway. All right, guys.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.